fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here, our second hour on Tuesday, 16th of March. Prepper tip of the day, pray without ceasing. That's very important. Prayer is powerful. Prayer works. And second, I'll be repeating this a lot because it's so fundamental, working in physical conditioning. We got held over from last hour. Paul is having a question answered by Leon regarding On Guard and its proper role in health. Go ahead, Leon, and continue with your answer there.
Hill, our chief medical officer, recommends everybody use, regardless of what everything else you take, On Guard, just the liquid by itself, Balance, Blend, Frankincense, and Lemon. Everything else, like with your the car accident, you know, things like the lavender on your skin or Melaleuca and the DDR for the cancer, yes, those are separate. But you're not double dipping when it comes to having a little, you know, one bottle of On Guard, because you're taking that for everything else you're exposed to. But the D3, which I take. What's that?
Yeah. Now, what I'm using is, I went and got the bottle. It's the On Guard Plus protective blend soft gels. And what I've been using them for, my thought is using it as a preventative.
No, that's what On Guard's for. See, On Guard, the oil by itself, doesn't have the oregano and melissa and black pepper in it. That is for people who are really, really sick. So, you know, I don't use that bottle unless I procrastinated or I was exposed to something like COVID, which is what happened to me last year. So, but when you find out that the reason why viruses can replicate is the vast majority of Americans are low in vitamin D, and the other ones that Dr. Brower talks about are zinc, vitamin D3, the vitamin C itself, and melatonin is helpful, very helpful, in reducing the replication of viruses as well. So I'm taking all of those myself, but I'm not double dipping when I'm taking On Guard just the oil. I would say if you're doing the On Guard Plus, you actually don't need to, because the oregano is so strong in there, Even Dr. Hill says, after 7 to 10 days, you're supposed to stop oregano because it is so effective in eliminating parasites, bacteria, and viruses. It actually starts to wear down your immune system because now you've been killing off so many of them that you need to give your body a chance to recuperate. So oregano is one of the few oils that you can, they say, take for up to those that time frame, max of 10 days, and then give yourself a break about 4 to 7 days if you're dealing with, like, parasites, tapeworms, trichinosis, things like that.
Okay, so let me clarify then. You're not recommending to use On Guard Plus on a daily basis unless I have a specific issue. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. And then, correct. And so when I had it, when I had COVID, I was taking it every 15 minutes. That's how important it is and how strong it is. But after that, I stopped it once I eliminated the COVID. But you only take the oil, which is the $32 bottle. And that one, just put a drop on your wrist, or you do it under your tongue. So save that when you're dealing with people who are on IVs, intravenous fluids. That's what it's for, and that's why I stock up on it, because we'll have people in the future, especially in a grid-down scenario, that they're on fluids, and they're going to need something that powerful. So only use it for that, sir.
I just ordered a couple more bottles of the On Guard Plus. Okay, but...
Good.
Based on your recommendation, I will not take that on a daily basis. But the oil, the single oil, then you're recommending, yeah, that's a good therapy, so that's what I'm going to do. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir, and continue with... Yes, sir. And so when you're taking it, and if you get on a plane, or if you're at church or you're around a lot of people, yes, I increase it. So when I flew down to Florida to go see Dr. Brower, I was taking, like, every 15 minutes on the plane, just a drop under my tongue. And the reason why I had done that was I know there's 300 people on the plane, and potentially any of them could be sick from around the world. And so, yes, you're keeping your body and you know, the immune system up, and so it is able to kill airborne pathogens and improve your immunity. And also know that the oils, specifically, like peppermint, has a half-life in your bloodstream of 30 minutes. So when you take a drop, it'll have half the potency after 30 minutes. And so that's why they recommend you take the On Guard, you know, once in the morning, once at night. But if you're around a lot of people, you go to church, you're at work, and there's a lot of people, then, yeah, you increase it. You may do it, like, once an hour then. But if I'm on a plane, I do it every 15 minutes because there's no reason to get sick.
Okay. One other testimony, that grapefruit I'm using for my skin cancer seems to be helping very much. I had to skip my appointment to the dermatologist for him to look at, but I can see that's working, and I appreciate that. That's
all
saving
right.
me from... Okay, I'll let you guys go.
Great report, Paul. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Paul.
Bye.
Well, we're now joined by... Well, actually, he was here, and he's gone already. Steve Benoon, he'll be back. He's got a busy day today, and Steve Benoon will be back, and we're attempting to contact. Looks like we got Jeff Nyquist with us. Jeff's website is jrnyquist.blog. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. You have me connected by phone rather than Skype. Did the Skype not work this morning?
Well, I'm on Skype myself, but... Maybe we got a break coming up in 10 minutes. Maybe you can reconnect then. Looks like Steve Benoon is with us also. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, John. Yeah, I finally made it in there. So.
All right.
That's technical issues.
That's the nature of live radio. We got to be fast on our feet. Steve's website is IsraeliNewsLive.org. Jeff, if you want to try to reconnect with Skype, give it a shot right now if you would.
Okay.
Okay, and as soon as you do that, if you can't get through, just call back on the phone, sir. Okay. Well, we got the round table with us and getting connected. Steve, apparently the attorney Lynn Wood has made some kind of public announcement about what the U.S. military may be doing in the not-too-distant future to correct what happened the first Tuesday in November last year. Have you heard anything about that?
I've heard a little bit about it, but I've not been able to corroborate that information with my own sources as of yet. The only thing that's been said to me thus far is that we can expect to see events take place that is going to further divide the nation, that will help facilitate this plan that they had back under Obama's administration to go to the five regions and use super governors. So is that a possibility, that what we're going to see happen here could actually help facilitate that, and that it's actually part of their plan? That's the only thing that I would think that maybe, because everything I've heard, because the one friend of mine that's up there at the White House actually has been there since Reagan, so he's an advisor to every president and still continues to advise even now. He's continued to say that, you know, that he doesn't see, from his perspective, Trump being able to come back into power at this point. And yet he is a very, very staunch Trump supporter, willing to fight for the cause as well, which is unusual for an advisor to take that strong of a stance.
Well, we shall see. Lynn Wood has a track record of being ahead of the game when it comes to knowing what's happening before it happens. So we shall see, and the possibility of this being part of the plan of the deep state is certainly something we need to keep in mind, don't we?
We do that, John, and, you know, of course, pretty much, I would think that anything that we're going to see in the near future is basically going to break down to a civil war eventually is what's going to happen. But, you know, the one thing that I can see in a positive note on this is maybe it would break the momentum of their whole agenda of this coronavirus vaccine agenda and stuff. Maybe it would help break that as a part of the reaction, or not so much reaction or consequences of any struggle for power to bring Trump back into power again. Of course, the only sad thing is he was for the vaccines as well. But you know, I've also heard too that he really wasn't. He was only playing the game along. So, you know, I don't know. I know there's a lot of pressure for that. I mean, that's obvious on a global scale, the pressure of doing the initiative for this coronavirus vaccine.
Absolutely. Well, talking about the dangers of the COVID shot is what I'm calling it. It's really not a vaccine.
That's true.
It's gene therapy. It's you're putting an operating system in your body. You're changing what God gave you, which is your DNA. So I'm not going to call it a vaccine because it's not a vaccine. I'm calling it a shot. And warning people about this is imperative, because once you've got it, there's no going back, is there, Steve? You can't unvaccinate yourself, is what I mean to say.
That's exactly right. And the fact is, going to shut down all your immune responses to anything else. You know, we had last night an interview with Simon Tov, a good friend of ours in Israel. He's an Israeli. He is actually the son of Auschwitz Holocaust survivors. And he really... you know, he's Israeli. He is a believer in Jesus as well. But he gave us a breakdown of what's happening in Israel that just is absolutely shocking.
And he said, give us a couple of high points on that.
Sure. He said the government is changing laws almost daily. He said they have actually violated the Nuremberg laws in doing what they're doing against the people of Israel, the Israeli citizens. In fact, just last night we saw that the I forget which court it is, international court, is actually going to take up the case of the violation of the Nuremberg laws by Israel. I'm sure that won't last very long, but that's what they're claiming to do. But at any rate, he said that as of yesterday, it is now officially the law. you cannot enter into most businesses, any government facilities, but also including many stores and malls and shopping centers without having the green passport showing that you've had both vaccines. He said it's not supposed to be legal as far as a grocery store. He said, however, he had a good friend of his tried to go into one of the larger grocery stores the other day, and when they did, the grocery store would not allow it. She called the police. The police came out and said that is the only thing that's not legal for you to do, but the store still would not allow entry without a green passport. And he said it has become, the government has become a totalitarian government. He said, now, one thing he did point out is that things are going to calm down for a little bit for the next 2 weeks because they have an election coming up, and Netanyahu is worried about not being able to get reelected, so he wants to calm the issues down. But the amount of people that are being vaccinated in the country, he said, is not really what they're claiming. He said they claim 50% of the people have been vaccinated, He said the numbers don't seem to reflect reality, and the reason he said that was because he said when he went into the, for example, he said one of the very famous coffee shops there that he goes to in Israel, he said is always packed out. He said the other day, him and his wife went to go there, and he said when they did, he said the coffee house had a sign up there, you have to have a green passport in order to be able to get in. And he said that when they went there and they saw the sign on the door,
we lost Steve. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, but Steve will be back here. And looks like Jeff has not got back with us. Leanne, looks like you and I are on our own here for the moment, sir.
Yes, sir.
Well, you're on telephone. Telephone seems to be pretty reliable these days. And looks like Steve is back. You're back, sir?
Yeah, is it? I was, for some reason, it dropped me there. So, yeah, I got about five more minutes here. So.
Okay.
And then
well,
I'll be out for
we'll
just
get,
a little bit.
We'll get these 5 minutes out of you, and then you're on your way, sir. Three countries with the highest vaccination rates are United States, Great Britain, and Israel. And you said a week or two ago that the elites in Israel want to murder about 9 out of 10 Israelis, and that needs to be repeated, doesn't it, sir?
What was that again on that part there, John? I missed it.
That the elites running Israel want to murder 9 out of 10 Israeli citizens.
That's basically what it comes down to. And it's, you know, what's sad, John, is that, and this is what Simon Tov pointed out yesterday. He said Israel has become the model for the world that they want the world to follow. And he said, people don't realize how dangerous this is. He said we know how dangerous the vaccine is. And he said, we know that it alters the DNA. He said, the scientists, even here, he said, there's over 300 doctors that have joined together that have come against the vaccine and have publicly done it. He said, and most of them are being stripped of their licenses and they're not being heard. And he said, it's a crime against humanity what's happening in Israel. And yet, he said, people are crying out for international help. He said, but none of the nations are going to go against Israel. And he said, that's where the problem is. He said, it's to the point now that he said, prayer is probably the only thing. He said, other than trying to get the people to stand up. But then he told us something that really shocked me. He said, the division amongst the believers in Israel has become at an all-time high. And he said, they have had about 70% of the believers, when he says believers, he means Christians, 70% of them in Israel have taken the vaccine. And he said, it's alarming that even believers don't realize the consequences of this experiment that they're doing on us.
Well, that's a shame because, you know, they're going to be dead in a year or two at the most.
That's
it. Here's our break. Steve, you're gone. You're going to be with us for a little bit.
I'll be back. I'll be out for about 30 minutes, and then I'll join back in the call.
Okay, sounds good. We'll see you then. Hold on, everybody.
Thanks.
Close in 30 days and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Revs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Does everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 16th of March. This hour is sponsored by EMP Shield. Yes, I've got them for my vehicle, my daughter, my son-in-law, my grandchildren. And it gives me peace of mind knowing that they can get home and nobody else can drive. The best discount on EMP Shield devices at my website at thelibertyman.com. This is the Tuesday Morning Roundtable. At the moment, we have Leon with us, and we're hoping that Jeff Nyquist can get back with us. He hasn't called back in yet. Steve Benin will get back with us about the top of the hour. Well, Leon, I'm sure you know you have people that you're related to by blood or marriage that are getting the vaccine, and I'm sure, just like myself, it breaks your heart to know that they've accepted the vaccine, and they're probably going to be dead in 2 years or less. That's heartbreaking, isn't it, sir?
I thought it was propaganda,
Jeff?
When I heard Hank Aaron.
Go ahead, Leon. Yeah, go ahead. I hear you.
Yeah, Hank Aaron, and then I just heard Marvelous Agler passed away too, and Tommy Hearns said, hey, you know, we're praying for his family and him to conquer this, and he died. So, you know... This is an experimental vaccine, not even a vaccine. all of the animals that were tested on for the last 20 years, that when they tried doing this on animals in this corona pursuit, have died, 100% of them. So I don't know why people think, you know, it's going to be different. And I want to find this video, but there's a video with Fauci talking to a Mexican interviewer, and he pat him on the sofa, and he was in a hot spot. He was saying, if it's experimental, then why are we doing this? You know, normally it takes years for this to occur. And he was stammering and trying to figure out how to say this. When I find this, I will forward it to both of you, and then you can review it and describe it. But he talked about, well, if it's not fully approved by the FDA, why are we taking it then if this is experimental? He's like, oh, it's so good and it takes so long for the FDA to approve things, and it's so good that we want to get it out to people as soon as possible. And I think they want to get all the jabs out as fast as possible before the fatality rates go through the roof. Australia has had a couple of fatalities now. No, Austria, I'm sorry. Iceland, some of these countries have already banned it. They're like, we're not taking any more AstraZeneca at all. And so it's spreading worldwide, but it's not fast enough for my liking. And, you know, and this is where Hosea 4:6, my people perish because of lack of knowledge. That quote is so evident now. And because even though you're ignorant, you can still die because of this ignorance.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's such a shame. Jeff, you're back with us, sir. Jeff Nyquist. Hello, Jeff.
Yeah, I'm right here.
Oh, okay. Here you are. Now I hear you. Looks like your most recent article was published 6 days ago, March 10th, titled Grand Strategy Part 2, China versus the West. And here's a quote from General Qi Houtian. I'm not sure if I'm saying it right. In Chinese history, in the replacement of dynasties, the ruthless have always won and the benevolent have always failed. When was that written to you, if you have any idea, sir?
That's from Xiao Chen's secret speech, and it was about 20 years ago.
Okay.
He was the defense minister of China, and it's where he talks about eliminating America with biological weapons. Cleaning up America was the term he used, using biological weapons, which is what they're in the process of doing now, it seems.
Absolutely, and that speech is posted at my website at thelibertyman.com. We have to keep the general's thoughts in the front of our brains, don't we, sir?
Yeah, we do, especially when there's been this statement by one of Bill Gates' own scientists who's come out now and is saying that it's going to be a massive wipeout of humanity if we keep vaccinating people.
Right, right. Well, I was talking about him. His first name is Gert, and I don't have the rest of the name here in front of me, but he did work at one time for the Bill and Melinda Gates Vaccine Foundation people. He is highly qualified pro-vaccination scientist, and that's exactly what he said, Jeff. You're absolutely right. Gentlemen, we got a caller on hold here. We got David in San Francisco. Good morning, David.
Oh, yeah. Hi, John. I wanted to ask your guest, right, if he considers that COVID is a pollution-based disease, that somehow or another this brand-new disease showed up in one of the most polluted cities in the world, and that polluted city has got distribution since China sells, stuff all around the world. You know, you take the most polluted city with the best transportation, and then you spread a big pollution-based disease.
Well, hold on through the break. We can't really begin addressing this. It's a very important question. We'll get to the question after the break. Stay tuned, everybody.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited-time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 16th of March. My website is thelibertyman.com. If you want to know what's going on the world on a daily basis, the daily intelligence briefing right there, top dead center of my website at thelibertyman.com, updated every 24 hours, put together every day by a friend of mine, a former counterintelligence agent. It's a lot of work. You want to know what's going on in North America, Central America, South America, Africa, Europe, Asia, the Middle East? This is the place to find out. Also, my website, we have energy cleaners and mattress pads. We're getting caught up in back orders this week. It's been catch-up time with a 300% increase in sales these past 12 months. It's been a struggle, but it's a lot of fun helping people get their lives back. So you folks waiting for your orders, we're shipping them out as quick as we can. You folks that want an energy cleaner and a mattress pad, get your order in there so we can take care of yours as quickly as possible. Also, all you folks with issues that have arthritis pain and have sleep issues, you need an energy cleaner. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do for me to you personally. This is my home business. When you place your order, I'm the guy that boxes them up, and I ship them from the Little Country Post Office at Cherryville, Missouri. Toll-free order line, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. This is a Tuesday morning roundtable. We got Jeff Nyquist. His website is jrnyquist.blog. Leon Green, a former U.S. Navy officer. And Jeff, I'm going to take David's question first, and if you got any follow-up, you're welcome to jump right in there. So, David, all the evidence I've seen about the COVID-19 is the original development was at University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. They took it as far as they could without violating the law. Then the research was transferred to the laboratory in Wuhan, China, where it was released intentionally. It is a man-made virus. It has all the characteristics of a man-made virus, not something that came from a inadvertently from a market or from pollution, sir. There's no evidence of that whatsoever.
Well, how could you? Is there a medium? You know, like in chemistry, you got a medium, some kind of thing that you do a start of growth in. And is there some kind of a medium to, like, when you used the phrase that it's manufactured, or you didn't say manufactured, but I'm saying that it's chemically induced. And is what you are saying anything different than chemically induced?
It came from a laboratory, potentially made by human beings, not something
intentionally.
Absolutely intentionally, yes, sir.
Well, see, now that's a, you know, the World Health Organization is something that the United States helped build, right? It came out of World War One, right?
And we withdrew from it because of the improper activities they were taking place in.
Well, if there was corruption in something that we, the people, built, do we abandon something that we've put hundreds of millions of dollars in, or do we just help change the directorship? Right? So it's a lot easier to change the directorship.
We don't have the power to change it. You don't have the power to change the directorship.
Well, sure you do. You got to vote. And until those Republicans take away your right to vote,
There's no voice in this. Voting for the World Health Organization, or
we the people built it. We the people helped sponsor it. It's like the United States.
We helped pay for it, and we all pay into unethical activities.
Do you throw away a $100 billion operation just because you got a bad director? No,
well,
you get rid of the director.
We're ready to abandon the F-35. Which we spent billions of dollars
on. Oh, well, that's so, but, I mean, that goes back to the Civil War about faulty weapons. Isn't that Andrew Carnegie got his start from making faulty cannons? He was trying to drag the war on, so he made faulty weapons so he'd lose battles. Those guys were, like, so corrupt, and they made it to the top. And people have decried it. That's why there are famous newspaper editors and whatnot, you know, that try to get the story out. But, boy, you know, those rich boys, they got it made for silencing the fact that they are playing us. You know, we're being suckered into paying for their murders and their rapaciousness. It's amazing.
That's why
I'm saying, what are the odds that it's a pollution disease? And whether or not it was a chemical weapon that escaped, that's still a chemical disease, and how does an epidemic get stopped in a chemical disease? And especially the World Health Organization basically had all the experts of the world pooling in there and looking at how to dismantle a poison, right? And to throw away the safety operation of that delicacy, that we could stop a poison, and that you were talking about throwing that away? That's like, whoa, man. But Trump did it. For 4 years, he did it. And he threw away the Center for Disease Control. He dismantled it twice, defunded it at least three times. Those guys hated the idea that these polluters were being exposed for kicking a brand new disease on us. And then we've got to buy into a vaccine that may be really getting us to mutate toward their latest pollution, but there's no guarantee that we're going to be able to keep up with the pollution of next year. So these guys have got us locked into, I agree that there's a problem with always coming up with a vaccine for a disease. If it's an original disease, there should be an herb or some kind of way to calm it down or resolve it. But if the idea that we've got a deregulated world where they can just pollute and pollute and pollute and create new diseases, and then we've got to get vaccines to keep up with their pollution.
Well, so and what kind of economy comes from that?
You know, the COVID-19 had nothing to do with pollution whatsoever. No connection, no evidence, nothing.
Maybe in this case, I may or may not, but it's I'm you know it's coming. Because if they're going to derate, you know, every Republican president has deregulated polluters. They said it's easier and easier and easier to pollute, and you don't have to keep records. Well, what if you end up with a pollution that causes a disease? And then there's no records to say who was polluting this, who was polluting that. And it's like, how does a civilization even call itself a civilization in a world like that?
David.
Well, sir, we'll agree on some.
Hey, well, I don't want to hog everything. Yeah, take care.
Okay. Well, thank you for your call, sir. We'll see if Jeff has any follow-up. Appreciate the call. Jeff, you have any follow-up on David's comments, sir?
Yeah, it's they have more dirty toilet bowls in Wuhan, and then therefore the virus evolved out of germs in the Wuhan dirty toilet bowl and came all over the world.
Well,
I'm not sure I understand.
I believe David means well, but there's no evidence of pollution having any connection at all to the Wuhan intentionally laboratory created virus. No connection whatsoever. And
John,
yes,
yeah,
there was
the
a
other,
correlation.
He seemed to think that the World Health Organization was American, and that American voters vote on who's in it, but we don't. It's in the United Nations, and all these other countries.
We provided funding. That was the extent of our involvement, was providing funding for the World Health Organization that I'm aware of.
Yeah, America gets one vote, and the other, 180 countries or whatever get each a vote. So,
all right.
Good luck with that.
We stop funding it.
Comment, sir.
Yes, if you remember, President Trump defunded WHO, and that was a big stink. And there is a correlation with the 5G towers and the countries that had the most amount of fatalities based on the COVID, and there are different strains. So the Hunan had the most intense infrastructure of 5G, and they're the ones that had the videos and falling down on the street and dying and, being apoplectic and catatonic. And Italy also has a very robust 5G connection. So there is, I'm not saying that the pollution is the issue. 5G was the only technology in mass amounts that was continued to be done regardless of the lockdowns of last year. And so they were still told to put these things up, even though everything else had to shut down. So there is a correlation. We just don't know exactly to what extent it is.
Well, this is all important information that people need to be aware of. And we need to be able to separate fact from fiction. That's very important. And the one thing that we all of us agree on, including David in San Francisco, is that these vaccinations are very dangerous. And we need to keep emphasizing that over and over again. Don't we, Jeff?
Yes, we do.
And so we're all in agreement on that. I was asking Leon, Jeff, before you joined us, if he had friends and family, people he's related to by blood and marriage that are taking the vaccine that he knows will be dead in 2 years or less. And that applies to you as also, sir. Also, sir, doesn't it?
Yeah, I don't know if you listen to Lee Merritt's statement, he refers to the particular test done on cats and ferrets. But if you read a little more widely, you'll see that there have been other attempts to use this kind of thing. And it's unclear to me that exactly what we're doing will result in everyone's death within 2 years. They used it on piglets in China, for example, trying to save pigs from some kind of virus, and they lost a lot of piglets. I don't know what the exact percentage was. So it's and given the lockdown circumstances and the different circumstances, I'm not sure what the science says, but it's pretty bleak in that all of these viruses have resulted in some level of all of these vaccines, messenger RNA vaccines, have caused casualties high levels of casualties among animals, whether that's in farm animals or experimental animals. So, you know, she mentions the case, I think, with cats, and it was 14 months, and the cats all died. That's pretty scary if you consider the fact that I don't percentage. Does anybody know what the percentage of people vaccinated now is in the U.S.?
I don't have that number in front of me. Leon, do you know offhand?
No, I was just told that roughly 10 million people have already been vaccinated, so that's less than 5%.
Okay. Okay, I'll do a quick search here. Okay, and see if I can get an update on that. But that sounds, Leon, that sounds like about the right number that we'd be looking at. So let's see. Here we are. 3 days ago, this is the CDC. See if they can give us a quick update here. The Center for Disease Creation. Well, it's not jumping off the page at me. They just have that it's widely available and it's safe. They really don't say how many people got vaccinated. And they still got at the top, it says, wear a mask, stay 6 feet away, avoid crowds. you know that I was wondering, this has been about 8 months ago, Jeff, about the 6 foot distancing thing. And I did confirm that that's the brainchild of a 14-year-old high school student who wrote a term paper suggesting that people stay 6 feet away from each other to avoid catching a virus one from the other. Pretty incredible. Her dad works for the National Health Institute of Health, and I think that's how that got published. We got another call on hold here. We got Glenn in Pennsylvania. Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning, John. Good morning, Knights of the Roundtable. I was listening. Your pollution fellow, he's just woefully unaware of biology, microbiology, and anything having to do with bacteria, viruses, or biological warfare, and we'll just leave it at that. The scientist you were talking about, John, is Geert van den Bosch, B-O-S-S-C-H-E, and he was, apparently it is some of what he has said recently was covered by Dell Bigtree, B-I-G-T-R-E-E. So if you look up Geert van den Bosch or Dell Bigtree, you can find links to this stuff. He was apparently a Moderna scientist. He's got quite the resume and CV, this van den Bosch. And apparently he seems to be, saying some of this stuff at great risk. He's getting it out there, but he's apparently not a genocidal maniac, or he either grew a conscience and is saying some things about this. There are a few articles out there saying that, this is something that's been debunked. There's some, this is just, the naysayers. But, we shall see. Jeff Rentz covered this a good bit yesterday. It's interesting from the standpoint of people such as ourselves reading up on this, because there are different doctors and scientists talking about different problems. Sherry Tenpenny stuff seems very good. Now, according to Jeff Rentz, what Bosch is saying is that this will eventually, disable or damage our immune systems to the point that they can't respond correctly to other threats.
That's right. That's what he says.
And there's also, this issue of the virus infecting and reproducing within bacteria, including things such as the gut bacteria. So, that's a big question. I think a little separate from what Bosch is
saying. Glenn, let me interrupt you here. Our New York Times reported yesterday 71.1 million Americans have received at least one COVID shot.
Wow. It's moving right along. I know I'm surrounded by a mixture of people. Some of my colleagues getting it, some not. But it does seem like it's, the pressure is out there for, that we've got the whole virtue signaling come on, join, you know, join us. Like, everybody feels good because they're doing what everybody else is doing.
Be a hero. Be a hero. Get the shot. Yeah, right.
And it's a huge, and, you know, people actually feel good about, you know, saying, yes, we, like, they've done their civic duty and gotten the shot.
That's amazing.
So, all right, yep, I just wanted to bring the Gert VandenBosch thing to everyone's attention.
Okay, thank you, Glenn. We appreciate that. And that'll be posted at my website, the interview with Dr. Bosch later today. Our next caller is Bob in Missouri. Good morning, Bob. Hold on, Bob. We got our next break. Hold on. Okay.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
But I'd like to ask each of you what it is you value so highly that you are willing to fight and possibly die for. We will call that Texas. The Mexican army hopes to lure us into attempting escape. Almost anything seems better than remaining in this place, penned up. If, however, we force the enemy to attack, I believe every one of you will prove himself worth 10 in return. We will not only show the world what patriots are made of, but we will also deal a crippling blow to the Army of Santa Ana.
If anyone wishes to depart under the white flag of surrender, you may do so now. You have that right.
But if you wish to stay here with me in the Alamo, we will sell our lives dearly.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 16th of March. The Tuesday morning roundtable, we've got Leon Green, former U.S. Navy officer, Jeff Nyquist. His website's jrnyquist.blog. His books are for sale at amazon.com. And let's get back to Bob. What's your question or comment, Bob?
Yeah, John, I typed in the question into Google. Does the COVID, the mRNA vaccine change your DNA? And it says no. And then if you type in the question, is the mRNA permanent in your system? It says no. It makes it hard to do a study.
Well, we still have something called libraries that have books and magazines and newspapers. And the alternative media, which does not include Google, of course, is where you need to be looking there, Bob, to get real answers from real scientists and real doctors, not from people who want to control the world, such as Google.
Yes, it's difficult to find it. There's conflicting. You get conflicting reports if you go down through the searches about does it change your DNA, and
of course
they're going to skew it towards the nose. You know.
Well, that's unfortunate, but you know, I'm glad you did that, Bob, because that's what many people do. They never get past the first or second or even third page of Google when they do any research. If you did go past the third page in Google, you may finally start getting down to some reality and truth, but most people never do that, Bob, do they?
You're right, yes.
Okay. Anything else, Bob?
That's it.
Okay. Well, thank you for the call, sir. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Our next caller is Elizabeth in New York. Good morning, Elizabeth.
Good morning, John, Leon, Jeff. I just wanted to add to some statistics on this vaccine. There are over currently 21,000 adverse events that have been reported. And amongst those reports are several deaths from the vaccine. Now, I was listening to an interview with Dr. Paul Cottrell and Tradcat Knight. They were discussing some of the symptoms and whatnot of SARS-CoV-2. And they seemed to come to the conclusion that, yeah, those people that you saw dropping in China and falling down, it affects the vagus nerve. They weren't necessarily dropping dead. They could have fainted. We mustn't assume that those people dropped dead.
Well,
the Chinese might have wanted you to think that, but it affects the vagus nerve and the central nervous system, the SARS-CoV-2. And they were also saying that hawthorn might be beneficial in the treatment.
Hold on, Elizabeth. We got a break.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is RBN, The Republic Broadcasting Network.